excited. What if the very design of our AI models locks them into a compromise we can't escape? I mean, a fixed trade-off between quality and how much computing power they need?
It's a critical challenge, and it impacts everything from the speed of chatbots to the cost of deploying large language models. If we can't adjust this balance after training, we're really limited.
Okay, so let's dive into some groundbreaking new research that aims to completely rethink this. Today, we're talking about the Compress and Attend Transformer, or CAT, a novel architecture.
Exactly. The core problem with many efficient transformer designs today isn't just the quadratic cost of attention. It's that the solutions are often inflexible. They're decided up front, at training time.
So, architectures with sparse or linear attention, for example, they essentially get locked into a specific quality compute trade-off. Is that what you mean?
Precisely. You pick your compromise before you even start training, and that's it. You can't change it later. But CAT's primary innovation is test time controllability.
Wow. So it allows a single trained model to dynamically adjust its efficiency? That's incredible.
Yes. You can interpolate between near-dense quality and high-speed, low-memory operation, all from the same model. Imagine having a car that can dynamically change its fuel efficiency and performance on the fly, not just one fixed setting.
That's a fantastic analogy. So how does it actually achieve this? What's the fundamental architectural design behind CAT?
The novelty lies in its two-component design, a compressor and a decoder. Both are standard transformers, but they work together in a very specific way.
Okay, tell me more about the compressor.
First, the input sequence is divided into chunks of a fixed size. Let's call it C. The compressor, which is a bidirectional transformer, processes each of these chunks in parallel and independently. It then collapses each C token chunk into a single learned vector representation.
So it's like breaking a long book into chapters and then summarizing each chapter individually. That makes sense. But then the decoder needs to understand the whole sequence, right? How does it keep context?
That's where the decoder, a standard causal transformer, comes in, and its attention mechanism is crucial. To predict a token within a given chunk, say chunk I, the decoder attends to two distinct sets of information.
What are those two sets?
It looks at the preceding tokens within its local chunk, and, critically, it also looks at the list of compressed vector representations from all previous chunks, from chunk 1 right up to I-1.
Ah, so it's like you're reading a chapter, but you also have summaries of all the previous chapters right there with you. You don't have to reread everything. That's a clever way to maintain context without huge overhead.
Exactly. This design is a significant departure from other efficiency paradigms. Unlike linear attention or RNNs, CAT doesn't suffer from a fixed-size state bottleneck. The state is the growing list of past compressed chunks, which scales gracefully.
Thoughtful. So it avoids compressing the entire past into a single representation, which could lose information. Instead, you get granular, chunk-by-chunk representations.
Precisely. It provides a much richer, yet still efficient, memory of the past. So in short, CAT processes information locally with detail and summarizes globally for scope, giving it both efficiency and context.
That's a great summary. Now let's get to the controllable efficiency part. How does one model learn to be multiple models? That sounds like magic.
It's quite ingenious. During training, for each batch, a chunk size C is randomly sampled from a predefined set, say 4, 8, 16, or 32.
And how does the model know which chunk size to use?
A learnable indicator token is prepended to the sequence. This token informs the model of the current operational chunk size. This forces the single set of weights to learn how to effectively compress and decode at multiple levels of granularity.
Wow, so it's like training an athlete to run a marathon, a sprint, and a middle distance race, all using the same body. You just tell them before each run what distance to prepare for.
That's a perfect analogy. At inference time, the user simply selects a chunk size and provides the corresponding indicator token. This activates the desired quality compute profile.
So if I need high recall and quality, I pick a small chunk size, like 4. That means more compressed representations are kept, right?
That's right. And if you need significant speed and memory savings, you choose a larger chunk size, like 32. This drastically reduces the sequence length for the decoder. It's a direct trade-off you can choose after training, depending on your needs. It really is a game changer.
That flexibility is huge, but training a model to handle all these different chunk sizes sounds computationally intense. How did they make the training process scalable?
A naive, sequential calculation for each chunk would indeed be computationally prohibitive, scaling cubically with the number of chunks. CAT avoids this with a clever parallelization trick.
Tell me about this trick.
First, all chunk representations are computed in parallel using the compressor. Then, a modified sequence is created by interleaving the raw token chunks with their corresponding compressed representations.
Okay, so you're not just feeding it chunks one by one. You're giving it a mix of raw data and summaries.
Exactly. A single, standard transformer decoder is then applied to this entire interleave sequence. The magic is in a custom attention mask. Imagine a document where you can only read the current paragraph and the headings of past sections, but not the full text of past sections.
So the mask ensures that tokens within a chunk can only see their local predecessors and the compressed representations of past chunks, but they're explicitly masked from seeing the raw tokens of past chunks.
Precisely. This design allows the entire training process to be parallelized, reusing KV cache for the compressed tokens. This achieves a scalable training complexity that is a factor of C times better than a dense transformer.
So it's not just efficient at inference, but also during training. That's brilliant. What about efficiency during generation?
During generation, it's also highly efficient. The KV cache only needs to store the compressed representations of past chunks and the local tokens of the current chunk.
Clarifying. And when a chunk is fully generated, what happens to its raw tokens?
They're evicted from the cache. The chunk is compressed into a single vector, and that vector is appended to the KV cache, ready for the next chunk.
So it's like a rolling memory system. You keep the full details of what you're currently working on, but once a task is done, you just keep its summary in your long-term memory. That's a very elegant solution.
It really is. Both training and inference are designed for efficiency, leveraging this chunking and compression in a truly smart way.
This really sounds like a significant step forward for practical, adaptable language models. The ability to choose your efficiency profile on the fly is a game changer for deploying these models in diverse real-world scenarios.
It certainly addresses some fundamental limitations of current architectures. It offers a clear path to more flexible and resource-aware AI, something we desperately need as these models grow larger and more ubiquitous.